81 days, Jeremy Morgan. Listen up to Jeremy, who's going to help us start the yearning from Imkomcha Malkeinu Sophia before we start tonight. 81 days, here we go. So the wanted to talk about this evening together with you. Such a special time. Special time of the year. We're not at the beginning. We're smack in the middle of Chorev Zman. And we have the tremendous ability to hone in, to focus in on our learning. And there are challenges that come within our learning. And I want to discuss together with you, amongst being still in the Milchama, still in the Milchama. It's hard to believe. Over 104 days. And honestly, I didn't look at my phone today. It's hard to believe. It's like mamish, like mini miracle. And for those people that are in the Ramban, you know, they Nisim Nistarim. You know, the only time I looked at my phone was really to speak to my wife, but really also to go over Chazara with the guys to be able to learn. So honestly, I'm not holding in the Chadoshos, which is a little bit we're going to be talking about. A little bit we're talking about. Start off this way. A lot of people, when they came at the beginning of the year, anybody remember the movie? It's called like The Miracle. Is that what it's called? Miracle? You know what I'm talking about? Like a hockey movie for those people from England. For those people from England, hockey is like you use a stick and there's a puck and there's like ice. Yeah? Abrams, you know about these things? Right? So, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So there's a movie called Miracle. One of the big lines in the movie of Miracle, where's Frank? Is Frank here? Sleeping. Obviously, if he's quiet already, that means he's sleeping already. So you'll tell Frank that I used a sports analogy for him. Because he's like, yeah, you have to use sports analogies. So in the Miracle, in the movie Miracle, there's a scene, there's an exhibition game. There's an exhibition game. And they're not taking it as seriously. If you remember, for those people that have done Chazar, Chazar in the movie Miracle. I've done Chazar a couple times. And what happens? And they tie the game. I think, I might be Lavdafka, but I think they tie the game. But in the middle of the game, the guys were sitting on the bench. And instead of being medayek in what they need to be doing strategy-wise, they were in the times of Shovivim. And they were looking up, Inyani Nashim. And making all googly eyes on the bench, and the coach understood that it's Shovivim. And he giazman to take it a little more seriously. So they finished the game, and instead of leaving, what happened? They said, stick around. Right? And the assistant coach thought, like, you know, everything's just got to be like all peaches and cream. Right? You got to be nice. You got to love it. Yes. But the coach said, line up. Line up. And like, oh, right? They're like, oh. If you remember, like, oh. It's like that person who goes up for Musaf that you're like, oh. You're like, oh. So, like, you're like, oh, not him again, right? So, like, literally, they get there. And what happened? He blew the whistle. And what happened? They skated. And they skated again. And after a little bit, he kept going. And what did they say? Again! Again! Remember this? Again! And they're sweating and they're and then they start asking their name. What's your name? Pearl! Right? Where did you go to University of Chicago? Right? He said, Silver! Where'd you go? Oh, University of DRS. Right? University of New York. Right? each time. And they kept, again. Talking about like the names. Names. Until finally what happened after like an hour. The record will show that Freak Frank showed up. Until what happens after like an hour and they're like gushing blood out there. And he asked them, said, Gampel, where are you from? And he said, I'm on the USA team. If you want to skip together, basically what he had said is what's more important is, what was the line? It's a good line. What's more important is what's name on the front, and not the name on the back. And many of us know about the names that we had coming here from our high schools. We had good names from LA, right? They had big names. Each guy a top guy from their yeshiva high school. Their names. It was their name. Chazal already tell us the importance of our names. Gemara and Brachos on Daf Zayin comes and says, Minolon de Shmo Garim. From where do I know? This is in the Sugya where we're talking about Yaakov and Rus and all these different names. And the Gemara says, Minolon de Shmo Garim. From where do I know that the name makes it? It's your essence. This is your name, Cooper. It's your name. There's a certain chashivas to Zechariah, to Moshe Aryeh, to Eitan, to Ram. Each one has their own chashivas of their name. How do you know that? Minolon d'shma garim. That the essence, there's a certain causative element. Amar Rabbi Lazar to Amar Kra. A startling source. Ezra, startled. Tehillim. 46. Tehillim 46. Tal, you'll remember this. Lechu chazu mifalot Hashem. Go see the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher sam shamot ba'aretz. Where he put destruction in the world. Gemara says, Al tikri shamot, ella shemot. So many of you before, if you're, you know, 6 months ago, you'd be like very cynical. You should be cynical. It's like, Al tikri alichot, ella halachot. Al tikri shamot, ella shemot. 1 second, you're trying to tell me that the name is important from what? Shamot means in English, shmama, destruction. Lechu chazu mifalot Hashem. Go see the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he put what? Destruction in the world. The Pasuk Tehillim is a Pella. So we're this Musar Shmuz is Tafshin Peidal, Melchama, right? Being able to see massacres and atrocities and kilkel. Al tikrei shmama, but a name. Shemot. What's pshat in Chazal? What's pshat? It's not just that it's shin, mem, vav, tav. Okay. Sounds similar. So it's exactly the story of the miracle movie. Which is, you know, Lahavdil, again, if you're really mamish holding in the story, you should be holding like this in Rashi and in Tosas, we'll talk about that. But if you're holding in the movie, when I had said again and again and again, it wasn't only the coach saying that, but when did it come up again? For those people, Levinson definitely has Bekias in this, right? Which is what? It comes up in their holiday party. When they're all there and they give the coach the whistle, right? And there's a certain celebration that's going on, and what they're able to look back and say, again. But if you go back earlier in the movie, it's destruction. It's they're spitting out blood. Destruction, shmama. But at the end, he became coach at that point. Shemot. Cook explains that when your parents gave you your name, it seems to be complete mikra. Complete. They decided Maishari, they decided Sashi. Right? They decided Itai. They decided. Mikra. Just like if you want to say complete destruction, it would be total mikra. Total mikra, just totally worthless destruction. Building is not that way, right? To be able to build something, you need a plan, you need blueprints, you need to have a strategy how to build something. That's not mikra. I'm building something. It's very clear. You have a goal, you have a team, and you build something. But destruction is total destruction. Rav Kook explains, as many other Jewish thinkers and philosophers, that we look at the world not through mikre, but there's a harmony between the past, the present, and the future. Where we're able to look back, 2014, go back where we were, go back, understand the present and pre-experience the future. Be able to have them together. And Rav Kook explains, even though it seems to be by chance, man was given a name, it's not chofshi, it's not a mikre, but it's something that is built in towards your future. If it would be total destruction, yeah, it'd be mikre. But that's not how Am Yisrael plays the game. It's not how we understand how the world goes. Rav Kook explains, when we see it's not a kilkul mukhlat, but through the atrocities, through the kilkul, there's an otzma. There's a tremendous growth that comes from it, which would not have been without it. Then you're able to see, wow, lechu chazu, in the language of seeing, to be able to see a bigger picture. Wow, pele of Hashem. Pele. That through that destruction, there is tremendous light, tremendous tov. So too with your name. That at the beginning, it seems to be just chance, but as you go, there was Ruach HaKodesh that now you're building into that name. The more and more you see that, the more and more you're able to build on it. This is a shita. This is something I believe super strong already. We see it in our parsha. This concept of learning from Choshech. Learning from the Choshech, not seeing it as absolute Choshech, but as an opportunity to learn for growth. This was the Bria. And the Siva Shalom brings down from the Zohar the language of Les Nahora El Amigo Chashucha, which means the whole concept of creation is first you had the darkness. And only through the darkness, Vayerev, Vayiboker. Same with the creation of man. There's the Ra, as the Torah says, Ki Yetzer Leiv Hadam Ra Minu Rav. First there's Choshech, then there's Or. Am Yisrael, by the Brit Ben Abitarim. When Am Yisrael was chosen as the Am Nivchar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avram, but only then, We're going to talk about learning. But within learning, it's the same thing. Many of us came at the beginning of the year. Whoa, this is going to be the year. I'm going to be able, we had talked about it early in the year, to flip the pen. I'm going to be able to learn without the art scroll all of a sudden. Then hopefully the Chazara week comes. And you grind. And then you learn the Gemara Gittin that says, Ein Adam Lomei Torah Ela Im Kei Nechshaba. Where, whoa, I thought I understood Pshat, but I didn't. Choshech. I didn't understand what I'm talking about. Choshech. I don't know. I fell on my face. I thought I knew Pshat. I didn't know Pshat. Labriut. And then how do we deal with that challenge, that choshech? How do we deal with it? So many of us start settling. Like, okay, I can't get that level. I can't. Besides many of the chayalim that were killed, that the tremendous choshech that you feel. There was also a great Rav in America that passed away this week, named Rav Zvulun Charlap. He was the grandson of Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap, Talmud Muvok of the Rav Zatzal, Rav Kook. And at 17 years old, his grandfather was super afraid of when his son made Yerida to America. But he knew his grandson was attending Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, Mechuna Wayu. And he said to him, do not just be a believing Jew. That's an American made-up phrase. You have to have she'ifa for galut, to continue aspiring, to be Eretz Yisraeli, which means to know how to deal with the choshech and go and overcoming. And I believe I read Rav Huttner had an unbelievable concept. When we have, some people have those Chorv Zman blues, the concept of you get into a rut at times, you thought you knew Pshat, you didn't know Pshat, what do? You say, oh, it's not for me. Comes Rav Huttner, says so beautifully to somebody who wrote a letter to him. For those people who want to look it up, it's Amud Kuf Pei Vav in his Igorot Uktavim. After saying some nice ideas that he hasn't written to him in a while, he says something so powerful. How do you deal with Choshech? How do you deal with this Choshech? Kol mi shelamad hilchot dayanim b'choshen mishpat, which some people in the back of the base matters do that stuff. But he says, anybody who knows about Hilchos Dayanim, it's famous that Yeshnam Zmanim Apsulim Yeshivat Dayanim. There are times, Eitan, you can't be a judge. There are times, you know, you don't sit down to judge. Yeshivat Dayanim Doreshet Zmanim Miyuchadim Shirach Bahem Ksheirahi. There are certain times that are proper to judge. He says, for him, that was famous. Hilchos Dayanim Choshen Mishpat. Comes Rav Huttner and says something brilliant, Avi. Brilliant. That hopefully you'll remember within this choshech. Ava yeshna bekan he'ara she'inam mefursek semet kokach. It's not as famous, burn. Ha'ara zu melamedet otanu ki yichud azman hech akasher ladun bo einenu noheg dafka b'dayan habal ladun et chaviro. It's not only talking about Rami when you're judging somebody else. Adam hayoshev mishpat, when you judge yourself. Gam hu michuyav lahatim et shat mishpat lizman kasher lazeh. When do you judge yourself? Do you judge yourself when you messed up? Must be. That's the time. This is the real truth. The real truth is when I'm in that rut. The real truth is when I messed up. That's the real me. Chabibi, he says, from your letters, I see that you're asuk bizmanim halalu bishakul mozne chayecha. Kishofeid zeh yosheva kisom and you're shokel kafa zchut vekafa chov shel habaal din. Listen to my psak, Rav Huttner says. Ki hazman hazeh she'ata nimsa bo, pasul hu bishvecha ladun. You're in a time of choshech, it's usher for you to be the judge at that point. What's called zman emet. When you are, you're in that rut, you're in that chashchut, so you think, because the Yetzer Hara is so smart, Tal, right? Oh, now's the time. Now's the really time. Let me have it. Right? Now is the time. You're b'choshech nisan. Mamish, mamish. This is the real me, right? The real. Comes Rav Huttner and says, stop. That's the shamut at that time. There's destruction. Just like in the atrocities now, we didn't say like, oh, that's it. We have to judge at this point. Everyone wants blood, right? Everyone wants his BB. Everybody wants blood, baby, blood. Now's not the time. What is not the time? Is he just avoiding? No, there's not the time. Right now, Am Yisrael is in danger. This is not the time to shecht anybody. It's choshech. Comes Rav Huttner, he says, Hamen li chabibi, ki ha-shofet hadan bizman ha-pasul adin, I efshar lo shelo yotzi mishpat mi'ukal mitachat yado. Listen to that and listen to that very carefully. He says, Mr. Joe, he says, if you are judging at the wrong time, it is impossible, impossible that there's going to be a yashar, a proper judgment, that it won't be messed up. And he says, this is what I am commanding you. Stop. That is not the time to judge. When you have nisyono, shovivim, it's not the time if you fall for Shmira Seinayim, aha, everything I did is shtuyot, mitzagvaniyot, it's all terrible. It's all not real. No. That's the Yetzirah. From the Choshech, one of the things that you have to understand is there's going to be or. Tremendous or. But during that Choshech is not the time, says Rav Huttner, to be that judge, to be that self-critic. It's actually an amazing Gemara. It's an amazing Gemara when it comes to Limud Torah. That says in three different places. Three different places. The Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Brachos, and the Gemara in Shabbos. There are different formulations, and each one of the Gemaras is important. Of what maybe, what the difference in the context is. The general formulation is that it comes from Rav Shimon ben Lakish. That says what? You have to be memis atzmacha b'dvar Torah. That's the general formulation. Is that what you have to kill yourself over learning Torah? You have to kill yourself over learning Torah. Now, each one has its own context. The Gemara in Gittin, Anun Vavam Abet, first quotes Tehillim. Ki alecha horagnu kol hayom nechshavnu katzon l'tevcha. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Eilu tamidei chachamim. There are mimitin atzman al divrei Torah, quotes Rosh Lakish. In divrei Torah, listen to the language, mitkayimim ela b'mish mimit atzmo alehem. It's not mitkayim, it doesn't stay with you until you're mimit atzmo. And then he quotes the pasuk, zot ha-Torah, adam ki amut ba'oel. That's Gittin. Brachot, which we're going to get back to. It starts off, hasketu shma Yisrael. Have groups and groups. Asu kitot kitot. Ve'asku b'Torah. Because Torah is only acquired through Chaburot. And then right after that, Davar Acher, Hasketu Shema Yisrael, Kititu Atzmechem al Divrei Torah. Really, literally, like physically, to hurt yourself on a certain level. Kititu Atzmechem. And then he quotes Rosh Lakish, Ein Divrei Torah, Mitkaimin el Misha Mimit Atzmo. And then you have the Gemara in Shabbat. Minayin L'Svina, says the Mishnah. That it's Tahor or Tehora. It quotes a pasuk. The Gemara says, on that Mishnah, Le'olam al yimanat atzmo from the Beit Midrash. You should always be in the Beit Midrash. Afilu sha'achat, do not be away from the Beit Midrash. Shari kama shanim, I learned the Mishnah in the Beit Midrash, and I didn't know the reason until Rav Chanina ben Akiva came and explained it. And then right after that, the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Yonasan Lo'olam Al Yimana Adam Et Atzmo BeBeit HaMidrash MeDivrei Torah VaAfilu B'Shas Misa Shenemar Zot HaTorah Adam Kiamut BaOel Afilu B'Shas Misa." You have to be Osek BaTorah. Amar Shlokish Ein Divrei Torah Mitkaimin El Mi Shemeis Atzmo. So besides the differences, Mr. Sisser, this Yisod of being Mamis Atzmacha al Torah. Ezra, Mamis Atzmacha al Torah. Mamis Atzmacha al Torah. Timmy, philosophically, everybody asks Mr. Ariel. People ask, what's Pshat? Spear, what's the question they ask? Mamis Atzmacha al Torah? What's the question they ask? Kihem Chayenu V'yorech Yameinu. What do you mean kill yourself with Torah? Torah's Chiz, life. We celebrate life. We don't celebrate death. So what's Pshat? There's a lot of approaches. I'm going to tell you a couple. Some of them it's very relevant to now, to some of our friends or mentors. The Rav Kook explains, and one of the places is the who. Is that the Gemara is not for everybody to be at that level. It's the Sayeret. It's the elite. It's the Maglan. It's the Duvdevan. It's the Talmidei Chacham. It's the Sammy Raskuses in the world. Right? It's the Yaakov Paniches in the world. It's the Ian Schwartzes in the world. It's the Drapkins in the world. It's the Yitzi Rothschilds in the world. It's Mamish, the people who are there. It's Eitan Phillips in the world. I can keep going. Our heroes. These Talmidei Chachamim that are going above and beyond. They're guarding a country. In order, we need these superstars to go above and beyond. The Rabbi Hellers in the world that have left their family for weeks and weeks and weeks in order for the rest of society to live a normal life. This is the phrase mitkayim. Existence. This is the focus of the Talmud Chacham. To be able, somebody asked me tonight, Rabbi, doesn't this get old for you? Doesn't this get old for you? Staying here, you know, you're not 32 years old anymore. Staying up all night here, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, get a life. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes! This is it! To be able to go. This doesn't get old. Give out! Kiyem Chayenu, yeah! I'll drink a little more coffee tonight. Okay. Maybe it's Atzmacha Torah. Maybe I'll be able to stand on 2 feet of it. So we're living that within Talmidei Chachamim and some of our friends who are mamish showing that in the battlefield. The Marsha explains beautifully is that Slav Dafka to actually kill yourself. Marsha says it's a statement of priority. Mamis Atzmacha is that the only way you acquire Torah is that if you're strong enough, especially on Yeshiva week, to be able to know you don't go out for every single day. Like I'm saying kfir now. Like Mamish, like Mamish kfir. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't go to every single dinner. Oh! But it's like, it's pre-afternoon Seder, post-afternoon Seder, post-post-post, post 6 o'clock, no learning Seder. Shem Yirachim. Shem Yirachim. Shem Yirachim. How many people go out? Should be embarrassed. Should be embarrassed. You're the elite. How many of you, don't point it out to me. Don't point it out to me. Don't. Please don't. But look at yourself in the mirror. How many people have turned down meals this year? Turned down a meal, not because the food wasn't good, not because it was going to be like one of these chalavi stuff. You know, I'm saying, yeah, I'll take you out to Mahadrid chalavi. You're like, I'm really from it. Sorry. You know, they're like, that's, I'm not talking about those people. You know, they're not cheap. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you have all this chalavi stuff. It'll be 72 shekel for your 4 pieces of spaghetti. You know, oh, thank you. I put a little sauce on it. 72 shekel. I'm saving you money. I'm saving you money. So that, not because of that sickness. How many people can look in the mirror and say that you did it respectfully? Yeah, there are herits. But say, you know what? I'm sorry. Like, I have a commitment here. I have a job here. I have a commitment to my chavrus. I have a commitment to myself. I'm a rabbi. The yeshiva starves me. So really, it's chiyus to be able to get out. And through that, I'm going to be able to learn better, right? Everyone starts using their yeshiva shathams. Givaldik. Narishkeit. Narishkeit. Yitzhahar is playing games with you. Playing games with you. Playing games with you. I will tell you that there are certain talmidim, mine, definitely, I'm going to say of mine, including not only the people in my shir, that have talked to me. Hopefully you've talked to Rav Heller, Rav Horn, Rav Tarragon, Rosh Hashiva, Rav Tovia. You name the different Rabbanim that you've spoken to. Like, how do I deal with that? There is Ben Adam Lachavero. There is Ben Adam. There is that. Coach Mori, what do I do? Right? There is that. You know, you have to figure it out. But tachlis-wise, can you look in the mirror and say, you know what? I've been able to say, it's okay. You know, or if like, you know, no one's saying that you have to be a martyr. You know, you have the business lunch, you have an iski, you have a little time to be able to get a good fleisch and papagayos would still be back. It's mutter. It's not too late for that. It's a shana muberet. It's not too late to be actually say, hey, I have the ability, the strength to be mamis atzmi, to be able to say, you know what, with respect, this is not my time. This is my time to be learning. Whatever I'm going to be learning there with my Musar Seder Chavus. To be going over this Ramban. To be doing Chazara. That's what we're here for this year. We're here for this year is to help us understand what our priorities are. The fourth approach, skipping the third approach for a second. Is that Mamis Atzmacha is saying that it's worth dying for. Mar Bracha says, Rabbi Yekiva explains the Pasuk of Avta Hashem Elokecha B'chol Nafshecha, even at the cost of one's life. And the Gemara quotes a Braisa, which tells us about an evil government that made an enactment that Am Yisrael couldn't learn Torah. Pappas, Ben Yehuda, found Rabbi Akiva gathering groups in public to learn Torah. Then Pappas asked him, are you not afraid of the wicked government? What did Rabbi Akiva respond? With a mussel, with a parable. A fox was traveling on top of a river, and he saw some fish gathering together. He asked them, what are you running away from? They responded, from all the fish traps laid by the people who are trying to catch us. The fox graciously suggested to them, come on dry land, and I'm going to offer to guard you, you fish. The fish responded, they call you the wisest of animals? You're a fool. If in the place where we live we're afraid, how much more so in the place of death? Similarly says Rabbi Akiva to Pappas Ben Yehuda, gather and learn Torah. It's our chiyus. It's our chamtzan, it's our oxygen, it's our kiyem chayenu. The Gemara says it wasn't long until both were imprisoned. Rabbi Akiva says, Ashreichem, Ashreinu, that you were captured teaching Torah, as opposed to Ben Pappas. Again, similar concept, that you feel that it's worth, you're seeing friends of what it's worth. What's emes? Hopefully now you can understand what the Chavetz Chaim said. Chavetz Chaim, part of Chazara, is Meimis Atzmacha, is that the world is not existing now. Meimis Atzmacha means I have a singular focus. The singular focus is to understand Parshas Bo. The singular focus is to be able to understand Gemara Rashi and Tosafot. The singular focus is to be working on myself. It's my time. Very similar again to what the Chevra are doing out on the battlefield in Gaza, up in the north. what the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim. If you don't know this Rambam yet, you better make sure to start learning it over again in Perek Zayin. Me'achar she'ikone sadam be'kishrei ha'melchama, yisha'en al mikveh Yisrael u'moshiyo be'itzara v'yeida. It was on the Masach for many months. Mr. Khan, she'al yichud Hashem u'osa melchama. Why am I doing this for yichud Hashem? V'yasim nafsho be'kapo, and not to be afraid, lo yirav lo yifchar, lo yachshov lo be'yishto v'lo be'banav, elimachez zirchram melibo v'yifanem yikol devar le'melchama. When you're learning the sugya, the rest of the world may miss atzmacha. The rest of the world is dead to you. Your mom is holding the sugya. You couldn't. I had this chus today with my shir to go see a big gold of a Torah. And the first thing, I was scared. I didn't know. I was scared. But the first thing I had this chus to do is, help me understand. I'm dying here. I'm mamish dying. I don't understand Pshan and the Rush. I need you. Help me. You know, And he said, Sarachim, it felt good a little bit that it was actually not a klotz kasha. But help me understand it. Like, it was there as a focus. To be able to have that focus, Mr. London, and say, what is pshat? It's so important. So important. That focus. To have that singular focus. Meim is atzmacha. We grow and we have so many other very important values. But at least for this year, to have that singular focus, Mei Misatz B'chabat Torah, which connects to what the Taz says halachically. Taz says that halachically, Mei Misatz B'chabat is Amelus B'Torah. To really go, again, back to the question, you're not supposed to kill yourself, Mr. Ginsburg, but it's the grind. It's working. It's going over it, Mr. Strauss, and over. Mom is over and over again. And if I wanted to say that, I had a nice discussion with Mr. Corman that said what? The Gemara says in Chagiga, quoting the Pasuk in Malachi, that says what? Ain't no dome to what? A person who learns 100 times to a person who learns 101 times. 101 times, right? 100 times versus 101 times. The Gemara quotes it, Oved Elohim versus a non-Oved Elohim. A person who does Chazara 101 times, you're called an Oved Elohim versus 100 times. So first of all, how many of us? Rav Kook would say do Chazara like 10 times. Right? Chazara. So to grind and go and maim it and make it part of you. Make it part of you. Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Rosner quoted Rav Soloveitchik. You should look it up in the Mesoras Harav. That says, there's a difference between Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur, telling over a story, as we know, makes an indelible imprint, a roshem inside. A story, everyone wants to hear a story. Hear the story, not just facts. But Sipur is also from the word sofer, a scribe, which is what the Amelos is in Bichukotai Teilechu, Mei Misatzmacha, Mr. Elkin. It is what? A sofer. You're writing it. You're Chakuk, Bichukotai Teilechu. What does it mean? Chakuk, which is what? Entrenched. To go and not just write it. But you're making, when you're saying over that story, wow! The impact that you have. You want to know if you just read something in the art scroll? Okay, it's nice. I know it. Maybe I could spit it over. When you go and you grind, your name is Atzmacha. It becomes a part of your essence. You're so fair. You're writing it inside of yourself, inside of the people that you're trying to inspire and educate. Ain odome. In the time of Chazal, 100 times, you then had the Kinyan HaTorah. You had it clear. Limudi, you did it 100 times, there's a certain clarity. Certain clarity. What's that 101st time? That 101st time is that extra step, explains Rav Tzvi Yehuda, to show that extra love, to say it's something deep down, going deep down, within yourself. That takes a lot of strength. Takes a lot of strength to really, whether it's saying no to that free meal, whether it's not the Yetzer Hara of saying, I need to learn all of Shas just in 1 year, but I'm going to go over again Beis Aman Aleph and Gimel and Dalet and the fourth parak and continue going over. I'm not going to finish everything, but I'm going to continue going over. It's knowing how within that Choshech to know how to judge yourself. As we said from Rav Huttner, and that's what it means to be then Oved Elokim, to learn from that Choshech, to then become that Or. And this is the sixth approach, which Rav Kook says within the Gemara in Brachos, Asu kitot kitot vasku batorah lefi she'en haTorah niknes ela bechaburos. You can't fully maimis atzmacha. Many of us came and says, you started beating your chest like we had started from Miracle. It's my name. And the answer is e'en haTorah niknes ela bechaburos. Maimis atzmacha, perhaps it's possible to explain that it's not within our true, our own ability to understand Torah. This is a statement of an introduction about the nature and the essence of what Torah is all about, to help us understand Rosh Lakish's statement. Maimis atzmacha divrei Torah. What's pshat? Rav Kook explained in a Gemara, Adaf Nun, what was it? Nun Gimel. Gemara has a language, what in our days called God Bless You. In those days, the Gemara called it Mirpei. The Gemara says that Beis Hillel, right, that so my cloak is Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel. But according to Beit Shammai, what is the reason? Right, the Gemara talks about there, a brayta first, that says they were sitting in the Beis Medrash and they brought a Havdalah candle. Beis Shammai says, Kol echa v'echa mevarich la'atzmo. Beis Hillel says, one person is mevarich for everybody because of Rova Amahatis Melech. So we got why Beis Hillel says that. Bishlama Beis Hillel, Mefarshei Taima. El Beis Shammai, my Taima, says the Gemara, what's the reason? Bittul Beis Medrash. Tani Nami Hachi, Beis Rav Gamliel, lo yu omrim, God bless you in the Beis Medrash. They would not say God bless you in the Beis Medrash, but they bittul Beis Medrash. What's pshat? Rav Kook says beautiful. Because what's the reason why you want to say God bless you? And it's actually a machlokes haposkim. How do we paskin la halacha? The Prisha says it doesn't apply anymore. The Prisha says la halacha, we're not at that level. The Taz argues and says it does apply. What's pshat? Rav Kook explains unbelievably that the whole purpose of saying God bless you is beladam lechaveiro. It's to mashrish ahava, chibura chevra, nimusi, morals, love. And therefore, what do I want to say? I want to say God bless you. I want to show you that I love you. What's the pshat? Why is it bittul beis medrash? It's not just like a frum thing. Oh, bittul beis medrash. I'm so frum, I can't say God bless you. The essence of what Torah is built in that it should be asu kitot kitot. It's built in that the chizuk of the ahava, that the whole purpose of Torah is to build in through the das of Torah Hashem. That you don't even need to say that. In omrim mirpa bebeis hamedrash. Because ki'ilu, the Beis Medrash itself is not doing that. It's built into that. That's what the Beis Medrash is. The Beis Medrash is that.
is everybody through learning together to try to raise the roof, to try to mekadesh shem shamayim, to try to be better people. That's the memes atzmacha. It's not just about the me, myself, and I. It's helping each other out when you do have the tough times of choshech. I listened to a podcast tonight of my first show, Meshiv, almost 20 years ago. His name's, you might have heard him, a guy named Rav Yitzi Kempinski, together with Tuvia Elba. They talked about Makas Choshech. They said, what's the big chiddush about Makas Choshech? You read the Pesukim, what's the big chiddush about Makas Choshech? They couldn't see. Okay, they can't see. But as opposed to every other Makkah, they pointed out beautifully that after every other Makkah, Paro said, okay, it's gone. Regular, back to our regularly scheduled program. But even after they removed Choshech, Paro's like, get the heck out of here. This is number 9, right before Makkah's Pachoros. What's Pshat? And Yitzi pointed out beautifully that the difference is that when it came to Mitzrayim, all the other ones, all the other makot, it's bad. Frogs and everything, just remove it. And then Mitzrayim is normal, back to normal. But by Choshech, they couldn't see for 3 days. Paro couldn't see for 3 days. They couldn't move. Everything that he believed was shaken to his core. It's not just the Mitzrayim that he knew wasn't the same Mitzrayim. He lost his footing. Sometimes when we have Choshech, it totally, like we started out, kilkol muchlat, I don't know what to do with myself. I totally lose my footing. But of Bnei Yisrael, haya or b'mosh v'otam. When we have Choshech, it doesn't shake us as hard. We could scream out, Keli, Keli, Lama, Zaftani. We can ask, Lama. But from that Shamut, from that Shmama, we create Shemot. We go and we build. This is the Yitziat Mitzrayim that we need. This is the mitzvah of Zecher Yitziat Mitzrayim of Kol Yimei Chayecha, where the Nesiv HaShalom says there's another pasuk of Kol Yemei Chayecha, and that's by Kabbalah Satorah. By Maimon Har Sinai. Raki Shomer Lecho Ushmor Nafshecha Ma'od Pen Tishkach Et HaDvarim Ashur Einecha Ufen Yasur Mevavecha Kol Yemei Chayecha. Every day is different. The Lubavitcher Rebbe is known as saying that every single day we have to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kol yom vayom, kol yimei chayecha. There's no such thing as that's it. I'm done. I've done it all. The beauty of chazara, of going over again and again and again, more chidushim, more clarity, more of an Eved Hashem, to be able to get out of the choshech, the Mitzrayim, the narrow-mindedness, the narrow, where you think it's just a kilkul, in adam lo me torah and kemich shalba, you embrace it, and then, wow, you help me, you're mevakish, help me understand the Ritva, help me understand the Ramban, what does Shak do, which Suda is it for all the Shivas, help me understand the Tosas, help me, she's like, oh, and then all of a sudden, it becomes that much more real. That at the beginning, where you didn't know, now you go and you master. There's that choshech, which turns into an or. We see that through the Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we go every single day, every single person has to say to themselves that today is another Yitzias Mitzrayim, kol yom vayom. And that chazar is not just spit back, but you go and you're relearning it. You have the rekinyon to be able to say it's not 100 times, it's 101 times that I'm going to come more of an Eved Hashem. Bezrat Hashem, through that, we'll be able to know how to deal with the choshech in our lives at times. To be able to have those tools within ourselves
of like Rav Hutner said, not to judge and be that self-judge where it's usser, but to know that that's built into the world. It's built into the world to know how to deal with the choshech as an ability to create our shame and to be mekadesh, shame shamayim, Shabbos.